This is the local VK5 news segment, and from the South Coast Radio Club.
Good morning, everyone. This is Peter, VK5PET, for the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. Well, our AGM has been done and dusted, and the new office bearers and committee have been appointed. VK5KBJ Barry is our chairperson, VK5DF Daniel is our secretary, and VK5NEM Chubba, our treasurer. Joining them on the committee are Steve, VK5ZEO, Martin, VK5MAR, Rick, VK5VCR, and Rod, VK5FRPN. We wish them many thanks for taking on the roles and a great year. Our club Christmas breakup will be held at Market Square, Old Norlunga, on Thursday the 13th of December at 6:30 p.m. Please bring a salad to share, or a sweet, as well as chairs and your better halves. A reminder that the club regularly runs foundation exams, so if you or someone you know is interested, then contact our secretary Dan by email secretary@skark.org.au to express interest in the next course. That's all from me, 73 from Skark.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, bringing you the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. In 2 or 3 hours' time, a good number of Surge members, along with family and friends, will assemble at the home of Greg, VK5ZGY, and wife Gabby at Warralong, just north of Mount Gambier, for the club's 2018 Christmas barbecue. This is usually quite well attended, and we hope that this year will be no different. Unfortunately, our city council has decided that it is discriminatory to allow people to book the barbecue shelter at the Umpherston Cave Gardens, and so, rather than risk being beaten to the site, we had to decide to go somewhere else this year. Greg and Gabby very generously offered the use of their home, which solves the problem nicely. Thanks, Greg and Gabby. Normally I would say this event wraps up our year, but we have had some exciting developments occur, and we may be locked into some heavy-duty negotiations over the next month or two. Watch this space. President Peter, VK5BE, has been very busy formalising agreements with some of our repeater site owners, and we have now signed agreements in place which set out our rights and responsibilities for some of these sites. Gone are the days where a handshake is sufficient, and to protect our interests, Peter felt that this was a very necessary step to take. Peter plans on establishing formal agreements with all of our site owners as soon as possible. One site we used was in danger of being lost to us, as the owners got a bit nervous about the future. By showing that we had full public liability insurance and by writing out an agreement where both parties know exactly where they stand, we were able to continue on with everyone happy, knowing what is expected and what each other's rights are. Peter has worked hard over the last 14 or 15 months to bring the club up to date with current best practices in a number of areas. Thank you, Peter. That completes this update. I therefore pass on the best wishes of our members for the coming week and say 7-3 from Surge.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on Friday the 14th of December. The next social morning at the Shack will be on Saturday the 15th of December. The Shack will be shut for all of January, but I'm still waiting for the Blackwood RSL to tell me when they will be open over the December and January period. If we look at the calendar for December, we will see there is a fourth Friday on the 28th of December. I will confirm that date soon after I've spoken to the RSL. By now, some of you will be getting ready to attend the Ahas Christmas dinner at the Blair Hotel. The starting time is 12 noon, and we have 49 people booked for the event. Only those who have booked and paid before the event can attend. The January picnic this year is on the 20th of January, and it will be held at the Marion RSL, 31 to 39 Norfolk Road, Marion. The cost is $10 per person. I visited the site last Wednesday and have sorted out the issue of the licence. It appeared in the past no alcoholic drinks could be consumed outside the building, but their licence conditions have been changed and alcohol can be consumed anywhere on the site. The only condition is we cannot take our own drinks. No BY alcohol or soft drinks. There are several cold water dispensers inside the building. In addition to a vast car park near the doors to the premises, there is plenty of seating and tables inside the complex. So if the weather is hot or wet, you can sit inside and enjoy air-conditioned comfort. I have checked out the bar and it is very well stocked and the prices are very reasonable. Tea and coffee will also be available free of charge. Book with Trevor, VK5NIX, at TMOLDE@internode.on.net. Trevor has asked that you make sure you identify your message as being for Ahaz so it does not get lost in his junk mail. You can also phone Trevor on 8235-0634. Remember, there are no general meetings during the month of December and January. We will send out mass emails, put messages on the Club Monday Night Net, and put details on the Sunday broadcast to keep you informed about future events. You can see how important it is that we have a current email address for you. Every Monday night at 8 p.m, the weekly Club Net is held on the VK5 RAD repeater, 147 megahertz with a minus 600 kilohertz offset. All licensed amateurs are welcome. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au, or you can send me a text message to 0428 835 621. That's all for this week. 73.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with today's news from the North East Radio Club. Well, last Friday night was the fifth Friday night dinner, and we all had a good time at the Northgate Community and Sports Club, where there was plenty to eat and drink, and lots of raffles to go in for. And this is the venue that has the free ice cream dispensing machine. And I managed to have three this year. Oh, very nice. So hope everybody had a good time there. I know the people at the club were pleased to see us, so we'll have to get back there another time. So, yeah, thanks for everybody who came along. And, yeah, there's another fifth Friday dinner next March. So Sir Lunchalot's got plenty of time to get around and find a suitable venue. And, of course, it's not long to go before we have the North East Radio Club Christmas dinner. And that will be on Friday the 14th of December. And of course it's in the meeting place for the North East Radio Club, the Modbury West Community Hall, Capulet Crescent. And for this event, you get there about 6:30. And we'll be having a good time. There'll be a special guest speaker, as usual. And you're requested to bring along either a salad or some sweets to share with everybody else. And there's a cover charge of $5 to pay for the consumables. And so hope you can get along to the North East Radio Club Christmas dinner, which will be Friday the 14th of December. Well, that's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.